All right. For PRQ timelines, thanks. Thank you for joining me, and we'll work hard to get some music that's appropriate for each show here. Definitely got to get some banjo music for PRQ homesteading. I got to get good band. Got to get some bluegrass going. I got to work on my accent too. Yeah, PRQ timelines. How I want to start out with PRQ timelines is prove how our dimensional, interdimensional, maybe is a better word, and galactic timelines are one and the same. And so if we can have callers call in, what's of help to me is to teach me how you got on timelines that you did not prefer, but you felt that you had to participate in because it was either going to threaten your livelihood, get you off kilter, work. I love the business and work timelines that aren't yours. Anybody deal with the IRS? Love that one. I've had a nice, fun time with them. banking issues. You know, we had the gentleman who had automatic withdrawal of $4,600, and then one day it was $46,000. Things like that. At the end of the electronic wars, the timelines get really, really tight. Like, they get quick. And so you're not going to be able to trust if the email that's coming to you is actually from the person who sent it. You won't be able to trust that if these bad guys have their way. So I don't want to put an absolute into your reality. And so when I can create drama in your life on the intrinsic level, I can make some really wild stuff happen and control society. So if you don't, if you think you're getting a text from your mom, you may want to, if you can't discern information, it may not be from your mom. So not only is the AI creating artificial timelines, but even when this show is published, after it's reproduced and reproduced, cut and pasted by 50 people down the road here, you can't trust that the words I'm saying are actually the words I'm saying. Because you don't know who's going to take it, mix it, cut and paste it, et cetera, et cetera. So timelines for at least most of the, what I'm calling aliens, dark, what they're relying on is that you can't see them, number one. And number two, you don't know that you're on a timeline. Now, I deal with these folks all the time. I'll talk about the U.S. military real quick here. That's at least the information that's published to you. The reason Project Looking Glass and the conscious computers are competing against each other is because some of the technology, just a portion of the technology, was given out to some bad guys. So, as an example, if the Rockefellers had a conscious gateway, that would have been bad news for all of us, et cetera, et cetera. You can see how that goes. But the strongest aliens here, so to speak, it's a casual word, forgive me. The strongest aliens here, what they've done is not given the true technology they have. So if I got a bad guy with a conscious computer and I got a good guy with conscious computer, no one's going to win. The bad guy's conscious computer is not 100% accurate, and it is not comprehensive like the good guys. But they still have enough data to do something with it, because we can also, if I can just record everything every second of the day off the internet, as an example, that's what the bad guys are working with. So I can see. So if I have one AI and I have one computer that can see everybody's text message and everybody's voicemails and everybody's phone call and everybody's email and everybody's mail, think how powerful you'd be. Yeah, it's a tough one. And so that's the war you're in. This is an electronic war. Now, the reason they're doing it and the reason you're still alive is because you're the horsepower creating the dimensional reality that they cannot sustain unless you created it. You've heard it a lot. It just works that way. So the attacks on me right now are to make sure you don't know that you're creating the dimensional reality you have. That's all. That's it. That's the whole game. So when we listen to Troy call in, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person, this is not a game for Troy. Because when he has so much visibility to dimensional realities and so much visibility to the bad guys, when he says he's been under attack for 40 years, it's not because he wants to be attacked. It's because he can see interdimensionally, intrinsically, and galactically. He's coming in and out of our bodies in a way that's obvious to the bad guys. So the bad guys can see timelines that he's going to potentially make that are going to be progressive and help the planet, help his neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. So when, and this is all happening to you too, it's just whether or not you recognize it or not. I'm calling them timelines because I'm creating a timeline just by getting you homesteaded, land padded, because I feel it's the fastest way to get you free. Whereas when the real timeline of mortgage and ownership and title and contractual language and retainers and title insurance and county recorders, county assessors, banks, FICO scores, surnames, all those people are timelines that we don't, the whole entire real estate process is based on identity of timelines. So the spiritual process is my suggestion. That's why we're doing these two shows. My suggestion is, how do we create more spiritual or conscious processes versus analytical? So the analytical process that we enjoy when we go to business, we get into contract with people. You've heard a million speakers talk about it. Those are actually timelines that we don't prefer, but we got conditioned that I need to buy a car and put my name on it and title it. Okay. If we use Winston Strauss model or anybody else's, sure, we can be sovereign, but why do we have to even go that far? Why do we have to make a timeline just because I want to have transportation, things like that? So getting us off trade and bartering is not a bad idea, but again, it's really about the community that we live in and we work with. Why does anybody not share? Why shouldn't we just share and we don't worry about this thing, this item? And the timelines are very important to the bad guys. So anyway, that's the premise of this show. I will have agendas coming forward, but I just want to keep feeling where people are experiencing timelines, how they're positive, negative. Anyway, I want to make sure I take care of Troy. Troy is very unique when he says, I've been attacked for 40 years. And here's why it's so unique. So in just those few minutes of talking with him, he's able to transfer a tremendous amount of knowledge of his life experiences. And what he more or less means is you're getting attacked. Now, we'll talk about the intrinsic level of timelines. So when he can feel the thoughts of another person and then get manipulated in his real time life, that's an example of some timelines he's going to see, whether it's survival or employment or et cetera. You can fill in the gaps, no problem. You have your own lives. You do it too. Troy's not talking about that when he says he's been attacked for 40 years. Where the real gross attacks are, and this is not to put words in his story, but when he's coming into the body, the real bad guys, they can see his consciousness is higher than his next door neighbor's example. And so they're going to make storylines all around his life so that he has to keep dancing all the time. I'll give an example. I know somebody that went to a hotel in Redding, California recently, and the bad guy behind the counter says, man, your credit card's not going through. But the person had a tremendous amount of money on the credit card. Yeah, just not going through. And so the bad guy behind the counter is pretending not to be a bad guy. and say, okay, well, let's use the other credit card. I've got another credit card. Use this one. Oh, you know, having trouble with this one too. And I happened to be with this individual, and I came in the room, and I could see the bad guy. I go, hey, how are we doing today? The gentleman ran the hotel room credit card for $1 just to give me the middle finger. All right. Now, how many other people in the hotel were associated with this bad guy making this person's hotel experience absolutely awful? This is how good they are. And not whether it's going down to breakfast or whether it's getting your bags up to the hotel room, etc. Once you can control the minds of people, the timelines get a little easier. So that's what Troy is experiencing. He's watching individuals jump into physicality from our dimensional, our interdimensional understanding. And it's not easy to describe, but when you can't count on a human actually being human and their consciousness has been taken over, those timelines are very tricky, very tricky. And Troy, I'll do my best to reach out to you one-on-one, because we need more experiences like you so we can understand them. And I want to continue being a resource too. And I think I'm going to skip through a few callers, but yeah, I want to talk to all of you guys. Don't want to screw up BBS's understanding of which way I'm going. Okay, I got you. All right, let's go. Erica from California. Questions, would like assistance about her son. Erica from California, do you have a question?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Hi. Well, first of all, love you so much, and the whole team, and love everyone.
Love you. Love you. Yeah, love you.
Thank you.
I was just drying my hair. it's a joke. Okay. Mermaid came running by.
Oh,
she probably doesn't,
okay,
doesn't
great.
Want to talk. I don't know what she's going to do. You rock a little too slippery today? Okay, good. Go ahead. Anyway, please forgive me. I'm an entertainer at the end of the day, apparently. So, okay, what do we got? What you got?
Yeah, so I have something going on where one of my children, he's 10 now, just recently, within the past year, I want to say maybe 6 months or maybe around that, he starts doing this thing where he just zones out for a little while. Like, he kind of looks down, his mouth kind of moves a little bit. It's weird. It's not a seizure. He did have febrile seizures when he was little, and then he did have some big seizure not too long ago, like within this past year after he was sick for a while, and then he did that. But it wasn't, he's not like epileptic or anything. And I did a little appointment with Sasia, and she read him, and because I feel like he might be being attacked or something's going on. It's literally like he just shuts down for a few moments.
Okay, so what's the question?
So my question is, maybe you can help me with what's going on or what I can do to assist him. Maybe you can read him or assist me in having to help. I have been through a timeline I did not prefer with another one of my children, and he ended up leaving his body. That was some years ago. That was my first child. And
Hold me anyway, right there so I can be of service to you. So I took a peek at the parties there. And okay, so Saskia's recommendation. So Saskia, when she does, she has incredible abilities. What was her determination? I'm pretty sure I have it right, but what was her determination?
She said people that some beings are messing with him, and she went in.
Okay, so hold it there. Hold it there. Hold it right there, so we can get some good qualifications here. All right, so this version of humans, it is tough information to talk about. Is it okay to talk about on the radio? Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. So as our evolution is growing and growing in these types of humans, it's easier to jump in and out of so you can take your consciousness and jump into another body. All right, so I'm proclaiming that I do it all the time, and I can be more than one person in what you're claiming is a duration of time, which is inaccurate. So remove time. So for the last 2,000 years is the same moment as right now. You got me? Mm-hmm. But this human is also now recognizing that the spirit is doing this. And so you're never going to have the same person in there if they don't want to stay in there. Make sense? So many of the people I do clearing work with, so to speak, they're not the same person they were. Remember the old adage, every 7 years, you're a new person. Why don't you call it every minute now? Because you're able to grow out of the body, stay in the body, go in another body. You're getting very nimble. So the younger people are expressing that more and more because those bodies are starting to grow out of the NATO and DNA hindrances. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's normal for a spirit. I want to be something else today. I want to be something tomorrow. You could change the body. You could change the type of body you want to be in instantly. Okay. Now, when you do that and you're just kind of playing around, what else could jump in? Or could you stall it? Mm-hmm. Or could you have a placeholder? So there's many people that can leave their body through meditation, as an example, and come back into it. And there's many people who can leave their body in meditation, so to speak, and never come back into it. So that's what you're experiencing with your son there, is he's playing around. You could have multiple people in one human being and kick them out when you came back in. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And now,
yeah, I mean,
all the super drug addicts I deal with, and the super soldiers, all these guys, that they're struggling to get their true, authentic self back in the bodies because they've left so much doing hyperspace travel or secret soldier stuff. Or that's why I'm real pissy with the psychologists, is they're calling them dual personalities. That's a different person, and there might be three or four people in there. We can do this all day long in how many different directions. Look at some of the videotapes that are fun to look at to prove it. Is look at videotapes of Charles Manson looking for parole. You're going to see multiple people in there. And mm-hmm. his babble, if you see those videos, some of it is shockingly intelligent. But you can't tell because it's an entity in there. Multiple entities. And shuffling all the time. You can't even put a model to it because it's shuffling so much. Does that make sense? Because they brain fried it. They scrambled it. So they scrambled me, all of us when we come out of Barrier 51. I'm most of how any of us still survived, I have no idea. But that's kind of how they did it, is just to put different entities in the human body. Well, you can do it organically too if you don't really want to be here. So forgive me. I hope that wasn't too long-winded.
So are you saying that he doesn't really want to be here and he's leaving? Is that what's happening?
You're going to decide that. He's going to decide that. What I'm saying is that's a timeline that somebody is engineering and constructed because your family, your bloodline is extremely powerful. You guys can do this. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
You're proving the type of human is growing out of the conditioning that it was engineered for. We're at the end of the ascension cycle. So these types of timelines are going to be more comprehensive that we can't recognize. And it gets real aggressive here at the end of the 2000 cycle.
Yeah, I can feel that. And I've been through it before.
The child is just fine. Lots of love, lots of connection, lots of eyeball to eyeball. Just keep engaging and just... like, just know that your heart is with them. That's what helps them sustain life. Is, hey, I really want to be here with mama. I really want to be me. I really want to be out on the soccer field, whatever the topics are. just really, because you're really strong. And so if you had the wherewithal to talk to Saskia, then you're a healer too. You're massively engaged. Just stay engaged and they'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question, is just what I could do. I'm doing a lot, and that intuitively, that's just what I keep doing, is just making more eye contact, making sure that he is there with his light. Because, yeah, sometimes I'm not sure if it's him.
Lots of heart through the eyes. That's my suggestion. I hope that was some help.
Thank you. Thank you, Q. I love you so much.
Love you. Do you want to say something? You want to say something?
I just dropped in, and lots of love to you and your beautiful children.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mermaid. You guys are just such a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so awesome to get to connect. All right, BBS, thank you. I'll keep moving on here. Okay, we got Nicole from Oregon. The Oregon Trail is rolling today. Questions about with someone who is an alien. Ew, that sounds weird, Nicole. You're hanging out with aliens, Nicole? What's going on?
I'm not anymore that I know of.
Prove it. We want some data. You got any facts for us? What's it like to live with an alien?
Well, basically, I don't live with him, but he was my boyfriend, and I had a child with
him. Why is it always the boyfriend? Why is it always a boyfriend? I never get girlfriends. It's always a boyfriend.
I don't know.
All right,
but
that's not true.
This is my son that I had with him. He just turned 16, and it's been quite a really difficult time trying to raise my son with somebody like not really connected to their hearts. Very often, when they are, we get along so good, and things would always get very difficult and then good. So my solution was to not talk to him, but of course, having a son with him, eventually my son reached out to him and decided to live with him. So I'm in the middle of a situation that's very difficult. He's not very kind to my son. I'm just wondering if you have any advice on how to deal with a person like this.
All right. So very wise statements there. The diversity, so unfortunately, I'm using the word alien for convenience of conversation, so we don't have to go into the granularity of what an alien is. And the darkness, the way the dark works is what I'm doing my best to standardize with the word alien. The aliens think we're aliens to them, because there's more of them here than us. I'm sorry to inform you. Hopefully that's not new news. And it pains me to say it. This is an alien planet. This is a dark planet. Many different words we could use. Because of the percentage of people that are not using their heart to make decisions. That's what I'm calling alien. So I want to be very clear. It's not about a race of beings. That's why the aliens are creating a race of beings, a hierarchical system. The Palladians are good and the reptilians are bad. No, they're all bad if you're using your mind to make decisions, is what I'm doing. So manipulating situations, as you probably have seen, is the game, isn't it?
Yes.
So as long as they can manipulate timelines, and that's why I created the show, and I don't want to make shows for me. I'm making shows because when you guys come to me with all these emails, all these submittals, it teaches me where I can be of help. And so never stop sending me data, you guys. Everyone listening, please just keep the subscriptions and prescriptions going so I can learn what you're going through, because it's very diverse. So the individual you're dealing with is a master controller and manipulator that doesn't look like it's a master controller and manipulator. Is that correct?
Yes, that is so accurate. Yes.
Okay. So that's their favorite toolbox. So when you give me that information, I can read into the situation. I go and use the omnipresence tools we have. I go look at it and I can see what's going on. And guess who the real victim is?
It's my son. me. Okay.
You. No, you. Now, see, you're talking about it right now. See, the sun's fine because the real goal is to get to the real powerhouse, and that's you. It's bothering you. You're now affecting my life and everyone listening. It works, doesn't it?
Yes.
They're really good at this. They're like, we're taking time out of our day in a timeline that we didn't create. We're reacting to it. This is how good they are. And it's got you emotionally triggered. And now we got the mermaid on. We got me on. We got BBS Radio. We're all talking about something that happened in the past. But we haven't even talked. So if we don't give it subject matter, if we don't participate with it, you handled it exactly perfect. The way you get rid of them, you don't participate. You don't pick up the phone. You don't. This is a dimensional reality on a dark planet that you can control if you would quit trying to control it and come up with solutions and outcomes that they are just wanting you to participate with. Zero is zero. They go away if you don't. If they're not there, don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, we love our kids and they're making decisions and we have to let them make decisions. And then one day, maybe they sit down with you and say, I'm just not happy with my decisions. And you're their coach. Then why do you keep making those decisions? Why did you get in trouble? Why are you going to jail? Why are you eating candy? I don't know. It's up to you. You've got all these choices here. It's tough being a parent. I know. Talk to them every day. But when do you have true sovereignty with your heart if you never have true sovereignty with your heart? It doesn't feel good. So then why would you do it? That's the best I can do. Hope that helps.
Thank you so much, too. Yes, it definitely helps.
Thank you. My love to you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I sound like somebody else all the time. Let's see. I wonder who I am today, actually. I wonder if I should come up with a new persona. I was thinking about Cure, Q and R together. No? Yeah, that was not a good look.
Hanukkah from Netherlands.
Gosh, I hope I didn't screw that up. BBS Radio, I'm looking for the Netherlands call. Feelings about patterns and timelines, switching timelines. Please teach me your name.
Hi, it's Hanukkah.
I knew I was close.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being up at a weird hour. You're amazing.
May I read my question to you?
Please, go ahead. I love, teach me timelines, anything you're going through. I'd like to see how to understand the patterns and the symptoms of timelines. Please, go ahead.
I feel like I am on a very empty timeline with very little excitement, like a holding pattern almost. And I really want to move forward. So I would like to ask if you have any advice on how to step out of this empty timeline into one with more excitement and purpose.
Very good. Now, can you tell me what is exciting to you?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the problem. At the moment, I don't feel very much excitement at all or inspiration to do anything at all.
So there's nothing exciting here?
No, not really.
Let's see if we can find something exciting. Do you like back rubs?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right. Do you like walking in the forest?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like looking at killer whales in the ocean?
Well, For now, it's on YouTube, but yes.
Okay, so do you like being on the beach?
I'm very rarely on the beach.
Do you like being on the beach?
No, not very much.
Do you like going to rock concerts?
No.
What do you like?
It's more that I feel like there is so much more possible, and I have I really don't know how to express this.
Do you like sun?
Do you like the sun? Yes, I like the sun.
You look like a sun person to me. All right. Now, let's take a list now, and let's do, everybody's heard me say this 1,000 times, forgive the repetitiveness. I want you to take a piece of paper, college rule paper, and draw a line straight down the middle of it. If you would like help today, forgive me, I should have asked permission. Do you want help today?
Yes, please.
Okay, so take a piece of paper and draw a line right down the middle of it. And then at the top of the piece of paper, cross it horizontally. So now you're going to make a big T. Leave a little gap at the top. As you've heard me say, the left side of the T at the top, you're going to name it the past, P-A-S-T, P. And on the right side of T, you're going to put future. And the middle line of the T is N for neutral. Write down everything you just said that you love to do, the beach, the sun, and everything, on the future. And then everything you don't like, as you're calling empty timelines that are not exciting, write all those ones on the left side. And every day, write another T. And I guarantee you, the more you focus on the future, the more the future is going to show up. You got me? So if you're in a cloudy region of planet, and you're in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and it's cloudy and snowy and crappy every day, and you like the sun, then how come you don't go somewhere where the sun is? So just by going, so let's just say I work with refinery guys here and there, and they hate their job, but they make so much money that they keep doing it, and they get in, you know, they get a pattern of resources that they just can't miss out on because they do well. But they hate being in the cloudy weather where it's dark and gloomy and in an industrial application. And so when we do it with guys like that, and they want to be in the sun and having a fun job, but it doesn't make as much, then why don't you go someplace that is sunny, as in this example, and the job is fun, and guess what's going to happen? All the resources are going to start showing up, and all the right people are going to show up because they're happier. They're just excited. They're inspired. And that synchronicity rolls and rolls and rolls over and over again, just like me being on this radio show. I can't wait to do it. And who shows up? You. How else can I help you today?
So focusing on the really small things that make me happy and excited will eventually get me to the big dreams and the big.
Exactly. It is the breadcrumbs for you. It always works. It always works. I was going to make fun of a writer today. I think I'm still going to do it. 7 steps to financial freedom. Okay, so this is how an alien works. You have to have the 7 steps before you can get to financial freedom. It doesn't work that way. You don't need something to make yourself happy. You just need to start going towards what makes you happy. So today, you can only afford 1% milk, but you really want the organic whole milk. What happens if you go broke making the whole milk purchase, even though it's your last $5? Well, that made you feel good. It gave you more nutrition. we all need to start learning that we need to choose what really fortifies our heart, not our wallets or our mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Even though I still feel like...
But everything you're feeling, you must remember, is in the past. Because if we're truly right now, and there's no such thing as time, we really have no time for I don't like my life, because each moment it's up to you now, isn't it? You're going to make a choice one way or the other here in a minute. When you get off the phone, you're going to make a choice, something you love to do, can't wait to do, inspired to do, or are you going to do something you have to do because I need to do it, because I'm supposed to do it, I have to do it. And by the way, I'm living in a city I don't like to live in, but I have to because that gives me fortitude, I have money, and I have survival. By the way, mom wants me over for dinner, and if I don't go to dinner with mom, she's going to be pissed. You know the game.
Mm-hmm.
Choices, make them really. On PRQ, we were talking about how many choices I make a week, and it's probably under 5. I chose to do the radio show today. I'll do 3 radio shows. We're looking for large swaths of property for everybody. Otherwise, I just sit in, you know, nature or the environment I'm in, and everything just starts showing up. And so I'm practicing, of course, and practicing and proofing it. And it's not because I'm more powerful than you. I just want to see how this type of human works. Make less choices, that is one idea too, that are each choice, you know, it's absolutely brilliant for you. Try that one for me and get back to me. Is that okay?
I have tried making less choices by quite literally, as you mentioned before, just sitting on the couch waiting for inspiration or excitement. But I just end up sitting there being frustrated, to be honest.
Okay. Let's try one more time. Why are you calling me today? Because you're excited.
Yes, because I'm done waiting.
Keep going then. Just keep working on it. Find some more Houstons. Find some more happiness out there. Just have so much fun and be positive in it. You can't do anything wrong. Just keep knowing what you know. It feels good. Focus on your list. Look at your list every day. I'm not a huge fan of lists, but I've noticed this type of human does a pretty good job if it can see the improvement measures and prove to yourself it's working. Make a positive list, make a past list. We're just going to move in the future from this point on. Is that okay?
Yes, I will certainly do that. And
okay.
If I may ask, what about big dreams or visions for the future that doesn't seem obtainable or... for the present.
Very good. So I can't do it because there's all these things in my way. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's more I can have these very wild out there dreams of how it would feel to fly, for instance. Mm-hmm. And then that gives me some excitement and some joy feeling how that would feel, but it's not something I know how to do now or to get to that point.
Incorrect. You know exactly how to do it. Keep dreaming. That's your horsepower. I guarantee you there's nothing behind you right now until you turn around. These are absolute statements you're stating to us. Just dream what you want to have happen. I'm dreaming I want to be in the Mediterranean, in the sun, on a boat. Keep that dream, and then just take one step towards the dream each and every day is what I'm doing my best to explain. It works every time.
Yeah.
You may, but if you have doubt, guess what you're going to get. This, where we're at in the ascension cycle, if you believe instead of know doubt. That's so funny. I'm like the only one cracking myself up. Okay, so if you want to create that doubt for yourself, you're going to get it now. We're completely way down the road now. You're very powerful. So the more doubt you have, the more fear you have, the more guilt you have, that's what's going to show up. It's very prominent now. This is the farthest this type of human's ever made. So you've got to really focus on, I can't wait to do it. That emotion through the heart. Does that make sense? Because you have it. You're very powerful. Just go do it.
Yeah, I guess always afraid.
Yep, thank you for the help. Just watch the emotions, and you can write them down to prove them. Fear, guilt, doubt, lack of, that is not you. Those are all abductions. Those are thoughts that are not yours. They're somebody else's. They're either someone sending them to you, or you're believing them from an outside force. Many, many things. The mirror. I keep looking at myself as this instead of that. Is not you. So get stronger. The inspiration level is your horsepower. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move on. You're brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Wow, what am I going to do? There's a lot of callers here. I didn't know I was popular. This is cool. Hey, Mermaid, I'm a superstar now. Anyway, she's not impressed with me at all today. You know, mermaids are tough. You know, sometimes you just take... Okay. Leah from Georgia. Questions about DNA, code, and images. BBS, thank you so much. Maybe I lost one. No, I got this right. Leah from Georgia on line 5. Questions, DNA, code, and images. Please, Leah. Princess Leah.
Hello, Q. Hi, Mermaid and the PRQ team.
She's playing coy.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I'm doing my best, but she on the radio shows. Yep, you sounded great.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so my question is, so I'll start with, this is an overall question, but I'll use an example. So an example is, I saw an image, right, of, you know, it's a pandemic that I knew in that moment I was being invited to participate in that timeline, right? So I felt the information in my body. So the information from this image. So my question is, did I activate information encoded in the DNA, or did I download information in the DNA to help create that timeline? Like, why did I feel the image when I saw it?
Yeah, and that's great job, by the way. That's why I created this show, is because now that we're getting so powerful, we're going to start seeing that this word we've been abusing, manifestation, is actually real, because it's instant, perfectly instant. So here's one way I can install timelines into a reality system that we're recognizing now. Horror movies. So the reason zombie apocalypse movies were created on TV is so that you would believe in zombie apocalypse, and then it would actually show up in your dimensional reality. I assume that's not new news to you, correct?
Correct.
All right, so now if I can send you a transient thought, a subliminal thought into your head, and this is how they were using us in the military, because we were doing the exact opposite and the same thing. We in hyperspace travel, they want us to get to another dimension, another location throughout the universe, and we couldn't do it if they put a leash on us. All right, so mm-hmm. So they don't want us to leave, per se, and they want us to leave and then control us at the same time. Was very difficult. That's why the program was dissolved for the most part, is because we got too powerful. Once you take the leash off us, we're going to leave. Okay, you're doing the same thing, so to speak, but somehow the subliminal, I don't like the word subliminal, but if I can send you a direction of an entanglement of the future, that's what you're observing. So I know it's not fun information. Say that's not that. So why a heart-based person like yourself, why would you envision a horror movie? Because someone has sent that into your, you if you can't stop the messaging coming in, you know it's not you. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And okay, so when we complement the fact that we're getting so powerful, this is the ascension cycle, this is the end. If I can start getting you to believe there's such thing as COVID-19 and you believe there's all this terror out there, that's what's reinforcing it. That one's easy. That one's a low-hanging fruit, that one. That one's super easy. But now look at the volume of people that aren't like you, that don't even understand entanglement and timelines. Look out, they're just as strong as you, but now I can control them even more comprehensively. Look at the baby boomers. They bought that thing hook, line, and sinker because they reinforced it. And by the way, let's get a bunch of vaccines. And there's your timeline right there.
Got it. Makes so much sense.
So what you do is you just release. So the positive, and that's why it's so tough for me to do these shows. Keep dreaming about what you want, and then the dreams get hacked by some ding dong alien. So it's tricky. Mm-hmm. It's like because everyone's so used to dreaming from their head instead of from their heart. Tough to talk about. I swear I saw another fair, another roller coaster. Let's go to the fair, and then. And then next day, it looks the same way in your mind's eye if you're not careful. But now it's going to be negative. It's going to be, oh, death, zombies. Death. And the way we pattern recognize through the mind's eye might feel the same from the head, but I guarantee it's completely different from the heart. Does that make sense? That dream is different. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. That clears it up completely.
I hope that helps. I hope that helps. It's tricky. Didn't say it was easy. I'm just saying we just have to practice at it because we're getting so strong now, getting really strong. And we just have to differentiate which one's real and which one's artificial.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful question. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Good day. All right. Let's see. How many we got here today? I wonder how I'm doing on time. The BBS guys are on vacation, so we got a fill-in guy today that I'm scared of because I think he's a powerful one. I think it's Doug and Don's son. Okay, I think I have time for one more. Let's see. Oh, Jonah, I haven't talked to you forever. You're way down the list, though. I'm so sorry. Okay, we got Leia, Tom, Annette, Manford on line 6 from Florida. Okay, I'm going to skip Tom from Florida. You guys, I'm sorry, sorry. I'm going to try and get to a couple other people. Jonah from BC, you got a quick one? You got a quick one? Oh, we got.
I do.
Let's go, man.
Thank you, Q, for taking me again today. Basically, I got barred from the U.S., and I'm currently trying to get back in, and I'm doing everything in my power not to participate, but it's a struggle. And my
I got barred from Canada, so join the club.
Okay, fine. All right, so we're even.
Okay.
No, but
okay, I'll sponsor you in. I'm going to get down to the next caller. I got your contact. I'll sponsor you in. Don't worry. Okay. I'll get you in here, okay? I'm going to go to one more person. All right, Margo from South Africa. I really like your question here. Sorry, Jonah. I really want to talk to you. Doesn't understand why people misinterpret her. Margo, come on now. What you got? What you got, Margo? You got 5 minutes.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate.
I understand you. Sounds like English. Let's go. What do you got?
Yes. With this state of mind, I am just being misinterpreted, ignored. I don't know. It is just crazy. I don't know if I'm expecting them to be rude to me or I'm attracting it or what it is. Whenever I ask for information,
nobody really understands you because you're speaking from the heart instead of, you know, how you're, is that the purpose of your question? Is they don't understand me because they don't feel me.
Probably because they say I'm too straightforward.
Yeah. Well, how about we just find somebody else to talk to then? Because I understand you.
Yes, but I have to talk to them. I'm getting information from them, and they just ignore
you have to, do you? Please, I want to hear this. So you have to talk to people you don't prefer. Is that correct? You know where I'm going to go with this. Oh, I have to talk to them. They deliver my milk to me. I know. Okay, you know the answer. Let's just work with the people we love and understand. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I do, but I don't understand because I've got things that must be sorted out with them.
All right. Now, here's what's fun about timelines. How did these people get in our lives? Because we chose to be with them, didn't we? In the past, we made decisions different than we do now. In the past, we married people that we don't love now. We don't want to be with. In the past, what's wrong with deleting them from your reality? What's wrong with that? You don't have to participate with them. I hope that helps.
Yeah, yes and no. I don't quite understand.
The only person holding you back is you. You can just delete. I have to call today, everyone. I have to call today. Okay. Thank you so much for that call. Beautiful, beautiful call. Day.
Thank you.
Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the spirit. Thank you for the people. Web pages, they're incredible. And keep grinding on them. Thank you so much, everybody who's joined me today and the PRQ team. We'll see you in a few hours here for PRQ. Thank you, BBS. Good day.